So maybe a first question would be, give us a state of just your tribes. Madison has just been designated in December, Truax Field, as the home of F35A. Doctor, can you start? Give us an overview. Wisconsin Eye is interviewing leaders in the fight against COVID-19 and its impact both on Wisconsin safety and Wisconsin's economy. Kurt Bauer is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which is the state's chamber of commerce. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us today. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, did the governor take WMC by surprise when he announced the extension through May 26th of Safer at Home on Friday, Kurt?
He did. We suspected and we'd heard rumors that they were looking at some sort of an extension, which is why we sent a letter to the governor along with 33 other local chambers of commerce and 18 other business associations asking the governor not to extend the order and then to work with us on a restart plan, something that would get the state back to work.
Right. And your statement Friday after the governor extended said, the Evers administration had to take action last month, a reference to the first Safer at Home order, to protect lives, but the time has come to also protect livelihoods. Please explain, my friend.
Well, look, we're looking at nearly 400,000 Wisconsinites have now filed for unemployment insurance benefits since March 25th. We're looking at in excess of 16% unemployment in Wisconsin. In fact, it was 16% a week ago, so it's probably closer to 17% now. The highest we've ever recorded in Wisconsin history is 13% in 1982. By for context, in the Great Recession, the highest we ever got to was 9.3%. So we're looking at record high unemployment, and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development projects unemployment to go as high as 27%. My guess is that it'll probably go longer if we continue this safer at home and keep people from getting back to their workplace and getting this economy going again. The bottom line is that we recognize that the governor has to protect lives. We understand that completely, but remember when the governor originally announced his safer from home, he said the reason, the justification, was that we didn't want to overtax our hospitals, and particularly in the areas where the COVID-19 virus was hitting the hardest, mainly in Milwaukee, also in Dane County. And we have achieved that. The governor said so himself on Thursday, and many of the medical professionals in the Milwaukee area have said that we have not overtaxed our healthcare system. There is capacity for hospitals, hospital ICU, and of course, ventilators. So we did what the governor asked us to do, and now we should begin the process of planning for an incremental, smart, safe approach to getting Wisconsin back to work. And we recognize that not all parts of the state are the same. We know that we have outbreaks in certain parts, and we have relatively little outbreaks in other parts of the state. And we also know that different sectors of the economy represent a different risk profile. So what we're looking at is something that is based on risk assessment for both region and for sector. Manufacturing, office environment have a different risk profile than say a bar or an entertainment venue. So we need to factor all of that in. And what we want to do is work with the sector specific trade associations who know their industry the best to come up with a plan that can safely get their employees back to work. Because we do recognize we've got to protect the public, obviously, but you know that first step of doing that is making sure that we protect our workers so that they feel comfortable and safe going back to work.
Let's talk about the regional the issues in different regions. Your statement says a well thought out plan could have slowly phased in certain geographic areas. Which regions of the state should we reopen first, sir?
Well, I think we have to have that conversation. And I think that has to, you have to look at it based on infection rates, on hospitalization. I mean, I think you've got to look at population density. You've got to look at, again, hospital capabilities. You've got to make sure that you've got hospital beds available, ICU, doctors, and of course, ventilators. All of that has to be incorporated into this conversation on how do we open up safely and smartly. And so you've got a different risk profile in Milwaukee County than you do in Sawyer County. Obviously, then it makes sense to take a look at that, because what we don't think makes sense is a one-size-fits-all approach.
Well, when you and I look at the incident numbers for individual counties, as you mentioned, Northern Wisconsin does not have the same number of positives and tragically deaths as the Southeast Wisconsin. So are you suggesting that parts north of Highway 10, speaking broadly, could and should reopen first?
I think you can make an argument that there are other parts of the state where it's easier and safer to begin the process of reopening. But I really think you need to look at it in the totality. I do think it's not just the region, it's also the sector. For example, as I said earlier, the risk profile of opening up a restaurant in Milwaukee County is a lot different than opening up a restaurant in Bayfield County. Frankly, I think that we need to look at what other countries have done. Some are ahead of us on this. You've got Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, and you've got loosening restrictions now in parts of Europe with retail locations. I think we can look at what they're doing right, what they're perhaps not doing as well as they could be. We can learn from what they're doing right, and we can learn from their mistakes. Because, look, one way or the other, we know we're going to have flare-ups again. And until we have a vaccine, we're going to have flare-ups. So we've got to make sure that we're getting back to work, but we're doing so as safely as we possibly can, recognizing that we can't be in shelter in place forever. I mean, the people aren't going to stand for it. The economy will collapse. We can't do that.
WMC is seeking what you're calling certainty. Can you elaborate on that term certainty for our businesses, sir?
Well, businesses hate uncertainty. I mean, from a business's perspective, the world they operate in is inherently uncertain. There are all kinds of market fluctuations and competition and different types of things that really affect the way they do things. Government ought not make things more complicated. And of course, that's what we're seeing right now, because this is a government-imposed order. We understand it's well-intentioned, it's for public health, but we think that we accomplished what the governor said that he wanted us to do. He put down the marker. He put down the goalposts. He said, let's not overstress our healthcare system. Now he's talking about contact tracing and the number of PPEs and the number of testing. All of those are new bars out there, and they're going to be there'll be challenges with some of them, because of course it's a worldwide pandemic and PPEs are in scarce supply. We're not saying that you don't need them, because we do think that for some businesses to get back to work, you're going to have to see that. You're going to have to see continuation of health hygiene, you know, washing your hands, perhaps covering your face with a mask, obviously social distancing, probably staggered. Some people work from home, some people work in the office. I mean, there's a variety of different techniques that we can employ to make sure that people are safe at work.
So the workplace in Wisconsin for businesses and manufacturers will look much different in the post-COVID-19 era, Kurt?
I think it will. I think it already does for the manufacturers that are already operating, because many of them, of course, were labeled as essential services. But yes, I think that we're probably looking at a very different society, period, until we have a vaccine, or at least some sort of treatments that really tap down the severity for those who are really affected by COVID-19, because as you know, it affects different people different ways. And, you know, we're in a brave new world. I think that the workplace will be a lot different. I mean, one of the things, are we going to do handshakes going forward? Is the business card ever going to go away because you have to hand that to somebody? I mean, there's all kinds of things that we don't know, but one way or the other, I can tell you that businesses are adaptable and they will do things to protect their workers. They have to.
Wisconsin and Indiana have the two economies most dominated by manufacturing. What percentage of Wisconsin manufacturers are now up and running at what percentage? 50, 60, 70?
I don't know the answer to that. I've been asked that many times, and we really have no way of tracking that. We have 9,000 manufacturers in the state, about 480,000 Wisconsinites work in manufacturing. My guess, and this is just a guess, over 50% are in operation, maybe even a little bit more than that.
Okay. The letter that you referred to from WMC and other businesses, I was struck, Kurt, excuse me, the five different processes that businesses have to begin to reopen. Number one, you have to recall furloughed employees. You have to make new hires to replace lost employees, restock supplies and raw materials, re-engage the business supply and distribution chains, and find a means to recapitalize. That's a rather lengthy process. And so are you arguing, let's start that now?
That's the whole point, is that we were originally under the order, would have been the 24th, so this Friday. Businesses can't just snap their fingers, as we say in the letter. Recall workers, forget you. One thing that wasn't in there was notify customers. Obviously, that's important. Suppliers, you know, you mentioned the solvency, the liquidity of the organization. You've got to talk to your financial institutions. Depending on what the business is, there's going to be a different checklist on how you get back up and running. It's not, and the governor has said this. He understands that you can't just press the power button and expect the machinery of the Wisconsin economy to power back up. And every day we delay, that means that more people are going to lose their job. More businesses are going to declare bankruptcy. And it's just going to be that much longer that we have a long, economic recovery. So we'd like to begin the process of putting the plan together. We want to work with government. This needs to be a partnership. And we want to do it, obviously, responsibly and safely.
Has WMC and other business groups not been able to work to advise the governor, sir?
Well, the governor never sent a reply to our letter. So, you know, we haven't heard back from him from that, but I will say that the governor has been good about making his cabinet secretaries available to us to update the business community on what's going on from the public health perspective, unemployment compensation perspective, and on the overall economic issue. So I'd like to believe that we're working as well as we possibly can. Now we want to work with him on this plan. Of course, the governor, as you know, just issued a plan that moments before we went on the air. We yep. haven't had a chance to scrutinize all of that aspect, but from our perspective, that doesn't preclude businesses from putting together a plan. And as I said, we really do want to lean on the sector-specific trade associations that know their sector best. For example, the Restaurant Association can look at what other countries are doing that are now beginning to reopen restaurants and bars. How do they do it with appropriate spacing? So maybe you're at 50% capacity of your dining room space in order to make sure that you're safe. I mean, these are the types of things that we need to work on. Each sector is a little bit different, and we need to rely on those sector-specific trade associations to help us advise government and public health officials on what's the smartest way to get back up and running.
Yes, thank you for talking about what the governor just announced. He just announced what he's calling the Badger Bounce Back Plan. And basically, he said that we can begin to reopen our businesses and the economy. Number one, when there's 85,000 tests per week, when there's more PPE, when someone who has been tested as positive is interviewed within 24 hours, and when those they've come in contact with within 48 hours, and when the number of positives are down for 14 straight days. And he said, Wisconsin does not now meet the White House criteria to reopen. So I know you and I just heard about the Badger Bounce Back Plan. Do you think it's encouraging, or is it not enough details? Excuse me.
Well, we're headed in the right direction as far as number of infections and the severity of the infections. Again, that is a little bit different than what the governor initially justified the safer at home order on. Initially, of course, that was all about tapping down the curve so that we didn't overburden our healthcare system. We've accomplished that. So, and we are headed in the right direction. I think that the trend lines are very positive, particularly in the harder hit areas. I think, you know, obviously we're going to need more personal protective equipment to protect workers, to protect customers. Of course, it's in demand. We're looking at a global pandemic right now, and everybody wants it. And many of my members have done yeoman's work in retooling their manufacturing facilities so that they can produce it. Jockey down in Kenosha is one example. Prent in Janesville is another example. So, I mean, we understand that, but we think that maybe those might be a little bit too restrictive. One way or the other, though, is where I think we can all agree is the time is now to start putting the plan together on when businesses can get back to work and how they're going to operate in the new world environment of COVID-19 to protect their workers.
Well, I want to show a graphic with the mission of WMC. Founded in 1911, WMC is the state's chamber of commerce and largest business trade association, representing more than 3,700 employers of every size and from every sector of the economy. When I go on your website, and I'll plug it, WMC.org, it offers a toolkit. What's in your toolkit for businesses, sir?
Well, one of the things that's in there that I think is very relevant is because you mentioned that we're the state chamber, we're also the state manufacturers association. People forget we're also the state safety council. So our mission is to make sure that people are safe on the job in the state of Wisconsin. So one of the key components of that toolkit are guidelines, safety guidelines, to make sure that employers are keeping employees safe on the job. But there's a variety of different resources out there, from how to apply for unemployment benefits, how to apply for SBA loans, assuming, of course, that Congress replenishes those funds, and hopefully they'll do so very, very, very soon. But there's a variety of different resources available on that page. Not only that, we have staff members available to answer questions. If somebody wants to send us an email, we'll try very hard to get the questions answered for them. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of questions. Frankly, there's a lot of anxiety out there among the business community. I mean, you think about it. I mean, this is a long time to be out of work. You've still got all of your expenses, and you probably don't have the revenue coming in. And this is really rather terrifying experience. And pushing this back out through the end of May, there's a lot of businesses that just don't have the solvency, the liquidity to go that long. And as a result, we're going to see more bankruptcies. And all of those, of course, have an impact on the Wisconsin economy. Each domino that falls, more people who lose their job, the supply chain suffers. I mean, there's going to be a consequence for this. And we certainly do recognize there's got to be a balance. We want to protect people's lives. And as you said, we also want to protect people's livelihoods.
There was a discussion last week between whether the federal government should take a lead in reopening the states or the governors. Do you think it's purely the purview of governors like Governor Evers, sir?
I think the governors ought to be the ones leading this. And the reason is what I said earlier. Not everything is equal. Not all parts of the state are created equal. There's not the same situation in Washington State as there is in New York State, as there is in Wisconsin. So a one-size-fits-all approach just doesn't work. And I think governors ought to make that decision on what's in the best interest of their state and the circumstances, the risk assessment in their particular state. And frankly, the risk assessment in Wisconsin is significantly lower than New York, yet our safer at home order is going to go on about 2 weeks longer than what they've got in New York, keeping in mind that Governor Cuomo, I suppose, could extend it. But right now, I think they're May 15th, we're May 26th.
At today's briefing, the governor said this: no one wants to reopen our economy more than I do. Do you believe that?
Sure, of course.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he?
Okay. Is the governor, he said reopening should be based on number one, science and advice from public health experts. Has he over-relied on science and public health experts so far, Kurt?
Well, look, I mean, it's a little confusing. Again, I don't want to obsess over this, but again, he justified safer at home based on not overtaxing, not overburdening our healthcare system. We did that. And he said that during his press conference. He said that we were successful, and the reward was we got another month of safer at home. I think that you obviously have to use science, but we also have to recognize, as I said earlier, that we will have flare-ups again of COVID-19 until we have a vaccine. And most people are saying that won't be until 2021 if it happens at all. So we're going to have to recognize that we're going to live with this threat. And you live with threats every day. When you get in your automobile, there's a risk level with that. We have to minimize those threats and those risks as much as possible by taking mitigation and the proper precautions.
Well, let's talk about the federal response. The first CARES package, $2.2 trillion. And now they're talking about, I heard a new number today, Schumer and the White House are negotiating $450 billion more. Would you encourage an additional $450 to $500 billion more? And who should that go to?
Well, one thing that I would say is that they need to replenish the SBA fund, because right now there are businesses that have applied, and of course, their application is completely on hold because there's no more money. So the Congress failed to see how significant this need was, and they need to act in order to make sure that businesses have the resources that they need to try and stay solve it so that they can survive it. After all, I mean, keep in mind, this is obviously unprecedented territory. We've not seen anything like this since the Spanish flu in 1918, and the world was a lot different place back then. But you know, when government is basically telling you you have to shut down your business, they have to compensate you for that. And the SBA loans are the least that they can do in order to make sure that businesses have a fighting chance of surviving this this downturn caused by COVID-19.
Are many of your WMC members applying for the PPP, Paycheck Protection Plan, sir?
Based on the amount of questions we've gotten through that toolbox that you mentioned earlier and the questions that we get coming into our emails and phone lines, yes. And why wouldn't they? It's a good program. It's a fair program.
It's also out of money. Excuse me.
It is indeed, which is why they've got to replenish that as well. But from our perspective, you know, you try and keep your staff in place, and then you can perhaps qualify for debt forgiveness. We think that that's fair. Of course, that's a lot harder to do when you're talking about 2 months as opposed to 1 month, which is what we face, of course, in Wisconsin.
Your WMC statement in the wake of the extension referred to questions about whether it's legal. Do you think there should be a Supreme Court challenge on whether the governor had the right to extend it to May 26th, sir?
I think there will be. It won't come from us. I think there are questions about it, and we'll just have to see what happens. But WMC is not planning on challenging the order.
And are you encouraging WMC workers and anybody to go to that 1 p.m. Friday rally at the Capitol, which its theme is Reopen Wisconsin?
WMC will not be a part of that. I honestly think that, you know, they're more than welcome to do. That's their First Amendment right. I would just argue, make sure that you're social distancing, you've got a mask on. I mean, the one thing you don't want to do is have that kind of a protest end up causing some sort of spread.
What does Wisconsin's economy, businesses and manufacturers look like if Safer at Home is extended to May 26th? What does our economy look like?
Good question. I really don't know the answer to that. You'll probably have to talk to some economists. But of course, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we're looking at over 16% unemployment right now, which is by far the highest in recorded history, and perhaps going as high as 27% or even higher than that. And just, again, context, during the Great Depression, I think we only got to about 20% unemployment in the United States. So we're talking at beyond Great Depression level unemployment. I think we'll have to assess when we finally get the process of getting back to work, just how many businesses didn't survive, how many people are unemployed, what the incentive is to get people back to work. I really don't know the answer. I think we'll have to look at it on the back end. But I do know this. We're a manufacturing state, about 20% of state GDP. So I think manufacturing will one way or the other will lead the rebound, the economic recovery, and then all the other businesses, part of the supply chain, whether it's a supplier, tool and die shop, or whether it's restaurant and hospitality, they'll also do their part. So I think that it'll be the private sector, one way or the other, that will lead a resurgence of the Wisconsin economy. I obviously hope that it happens very quickly. Many people were talking about a V-shape downward and then back up recovery. I don't think we're looking at that. I tend to be a bit of a pessimist, but I hope it's a U-shape.
But you think we have flattened the curve?
Flattened the curve as far as infections?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm not qualified to do that. But I saw a press report this morning that Dr. John Raymond from the Medical College of Wisconsin said something along those lines, that we have flattened out the curve in Wisconsin. I recognize we're not there yet on all of these measures. But I do think that, one, we should start planning for an eventual restart, and two, we should look at a date well before May 26th.
Okay, just a couple more questions. I really appreciate your time. Republican Senator Dave Craig says our Secretary of Health Services should not be confirmed. Does WMC have a position on that?
It's not an agency that we typically work with. You know, we have had Secretary Palm, Secretary Designate Palm, on our conference calls that we've used to update our membership. She's been very generous with her time. But I don't really have that's not typically an agency that WMC gets involved with.
Okay, and then maybe a final question. WMC members, leaders of businesses and industries, are telling you that their survival is at stake, Kurt?
Oh, without question. Again, I use the word anxiety, and that's the right word. And I use that on purpose because when the governor's order to extend to the 26th came out, I was on a conference call with several of my members, including the chair of my small business committee, and that was the word he used. And again, I think it was particularly salient because it's small businesses in particular that I think are being hurt disproportionately by this because they typically don't have the reserve position, the solvency position that you're looking at medium to the large businesses. Although frankly, they're being hurt as well. So yeah, I think that there is a tremendous amount of anxiety out there.
And you, your members then are going to be following the next few weeks because they're critical to their survival.
Oh, we absolutely, and we'll be working with them. We'll be advocating. We'll be trying to work with the governor on a plan. Work with the other business associations as well, the local chambers of commerce. We're all in this together, and we've got to solve this problem together and get Wisconsin back to work as soon as we possibly can.
Kurt Bauer, President and CEO of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Thanks so much for your time. Such an important issue, and we all want Wisconsin to go back to work safely.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
This program is a production of Wisconsin Eye, an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit media network with a mission to inform, educate, and engage the citizens of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Eye is the nation's first and only independently funded state civics broadcast network, providing gavel-to-gavel access to government proceedings and events at the state capitol.